Well, it's Sunday, the 23rd of February. Not a lot going on today, but we just want to go over a couple things this morning. Looks like the Sprint T-Mo merger is going to close by April 1st, and as we've been following this, it's sort of comical. Sprint continually arguing that they need to merge with T-Mobile because they're so incompetent, has been essentially their message. I mean, don't ask me. I mean, ask anyway, the leadership teams at SoftBank and Sprint basically agreed with the assessment that they don't know what they're doing. And the judge basically agreed with that conclusion that if they go belly up, that's not going to help anybody. You'd have three carriers left, and presumably Verizon and AT&T would end up, picking through the scraps of Sprint with T-Mobile and maybe dominate that. I don't know. Anyway, something like that. And ironically, Deutsche Telekom noticed all of this and said, "Hey, since they're so sucky, we should get even more of them." And so now they're going to hold 43% of the new shares of the combined entity, which was an increase really due to, I think, getting more shares of Sprint for every share of T-Mo. You might recall, let's move on to 5G. Hopefully, they'll have a 5G network soon. I know they've been talking about it, certainly at T-Mobile. We'll get to that in a minute. But you might notice that Larry Kudlow, I don't even know his role in the Trump administration. He just used to be a TV talk show reporter, like most of the folks in the administration. At any rate, there's going to be some kind of 5G conference that I think Trump himself is going to attend in a month or so. So mark your calendar sometime in mid to late March for that. Should be exciting. Remember the Wall Street Journal editorial in January about how we should just do virtualized and Open RAN networks, which actually sounds like a pretty good idea to me. Was as if folks in Washington woke up one day and realized that there's no U.S. infrastructure company making 5G. This is not like, the 1G days of domination by U.S. Manufacturers and Ericsson, but also AT&T, which became Lucent, which became Alcatel-Lucent, which became Nokia-Alcatel-Lucent, which became Nokia, and still has Bell Labs and kind of threw in the towel, as did Motorola. I remember going across the harbor in Hong Kong in the 2G era, and the largest sign on that harbor was a Motorola sign. I haven't been there in a while, but I suspect it's gone. Anyway, this idea that we could replace, the 3GPP freight train with homegrown technology or something from Parallel Wireless and Altiostar and Mavenir and so forth on the Open RAN front and RAN virtualization was, I don't know, kind of a heartening editorial to see. But I noticed William Barr came out and said, no, come on, let's not get silly. We have to make an investment in these European companies as the government, which I just found totally shocking and completely different than I expect to see out of a Republican administration, but who knows? I seriously doubt they're going to do that. And no one's heard much from Ericsson and Nokia in that regard. What else is happening in 5G? Saw something in light reading this morning that the C-band alliance is falling apart. I think that's how it was put in the article, which is how companies who don't have some low-band spectrum, particularly Verizon, get their hands on it. So looked like Intelsat was asking for more of a share of the $10 billion. You got to love that. Spectrum that wasn't paid for. These folks operated a business on it. Good for them. Free spectrum, good business. And now they're going to be paid to relocate billions and billions of taxpayer dollars to go to another band, because their band's not as valuable as a satellite service as it would be as a 5G service, right? It's just that simple. For those of you who aren't aware of this, AT&T and Verizon, right? Verizon in particular, and its subcomponent companies, which are the regional Bell operating companies, got all their 800 megahertz spectrum for free. That's right. There were no real obligations. They had some. They had to build out the network, but that sweet spectrum for free. No lottery, no auction, just here you go. Bell Atlantic, here you go. Pactel, here you go. Bell South, Craig McCaw's got his thing, which eventually became AT&T. The rest is history. Anything else in 5G U.S. news? Well, I was heartened to see Samsung win the U.S. cellular business. Samsung's pretty scrappy as a 5G infra company. And I think if you're making 5G infrastructure and your name is not Huawei, now is your time to put your foot on the floor, which Samsung appears to be doing more than some other vendors now. Well, I don't mean to put down Nokia and Ericsson, but they are also vendors at U.S. cellular. And so now there's a third. Not named Huawei, which is coming from Samsung. So good for them. A couple other items on 5G that popped up in 2020. One is dynamic spectrum sharing, which is the idea that you could just keep flipping on a 1 millisecond basis between 4G and 5G coming out of the RAN. Huawei's had their Cloud Air product out for a couple years and have claimed to have put that in hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands, whatever, around the world. And there was a little Ericsson Qualcomm Snapdragon, I think it's the DX55, whatever, done last year. And that X55 did the job, allegedly, and was able to switch back and forth between 4G and 5G, a little integrated access and backhaul trial that was done in Texas. And that was promising. Today, recently, over the weekend, at a financial conference, Neville Ray, who's at T-Mobile, basically said it's never going to work. They're way behind. It's all a lot of malarkey. So there's the T-Mobile Sprint entity basically trying to call the technology shots, claiming they're no more than friends at Verizon, who may be having wishful thinking. Don't know. Wasn't there. But if you already are putting your 5G out in the 600 meg spectrum, the way T-Mobile does, I don't know why people make statements like that in public. I don't know about the technical prowess of that team, but the Un-carrier. But at any rate, we'll see on DSS. It's pretty complicated. Should suck up a lot of capacity, according to others, as well as Neville Ray and the control plane. And that's really about it for today. Not a lot more going on this weekend. Looking forward to this 5G conference coming up. And that's it.